The following audio was preached by Brother Kenny Marr, pastor of Celebration Baptist Church, at the Hang On To Your Harp camp meeting on October the 18th of 2021. And I'm introducing it this way just to explain that there were some technical difficulties where we did not get the entirety of his message. We did get the most of the body of it. It is a message entitled, What to Do With Your Burdens. He takes it out of Galatians chapter 6. Verses 1 through 9, and his first point was some burdens are to be shared, and you'll have to listen to the service where it picks up while he's elaborating on that truth, and then he will give you the rest of it. But I wanted to take the time to explain that so that you would understand why it sounds like we didn't catch his introduction, because we didn't. But enjoy as Brother Kenny brings you this tremendous message. God bless you. Have a good day.
Trip and his luggage was in there too, but of course his luggage suits, and it had four-shine shoes. And so his luggage got taken, but the daddy didn't get to go. And I put Joseph in a room with several people. Derek was one of them. So I just took Derek's daddy's clothes and hung it in his room. I said, "You be sure it gets home to your daddy." Well, Joseph opened up a suitcase. It's like Christmas time, man. He gets dressed. He comes out of the bathroom, and he's fixing to put on them ratty shoes. And Derek saw that he didn't have a pair of shoes. So he unzipped his daddy's bag and pulled the floor shines out, zipped it back up, slipped them under the bed. And when Joseph came out, he said, man, you look sharp. He said, you ain't got no shoes? He said, no, I got my tennis shoes. He said, well, maybe somebody left some shoes in the hotel room. He said, let's look. And they got down on their knees, and he pulled them shoes out. I tell it right there. He pulled them shoes out underneath that. He said, hey, man, somebody left some shoes here. And they're just my size. He slipped them floor shines on, tied them up, and looked like a stalwart lawyer going down to the fire conference. I said, glory to God. Now, Derek's mama called me later because we didn't have the heart to take the shoes back from the boy and said, I'm a little upset with Derek because he gave away his daddy's shoes. But after I found out what he did, then I was okay with what he did. Can I stop and tell you, that might not mean nothing to y'all, but for just a minute, that boy Joseph felt like he was somebody. He was shining. He was sharp. He was heading down there to the meeting, and he smelled good, and he looked good. And you know why? Because somebody said, I'm going to help somebody else. I've got the resources. I've got the ability. I can fix it for them, and I'll do what I can. Somebody put your hands together. If you are a recipient of somebody blessing you, then you need God's help in your life. Preaching on stewardship, and every time you preach on stewardship, preach on tithing. You know this to be true, Brother EJ. Everybody that hates the preacher asking for money is coming to church that Sunday. I got up yesterday and I had baby dedication. I should have known better than to preach on tithing and baby dedication day. There was people I hadn't seen sitting there. So I just got up. I said, I'm going to go ahead and tell it. I'm preaching on money today. But I challenged our people 2 weeks ago. Here's what I told them, Brother Cody. I told them this. I said, I'm going to challenge everybody in Stewardship Month to give away something that costs you something.
Yeah. Amen.
I ain't talking about something you can give away that don't cost you. I said, give away something that costs you something.
Yes.
Amen.
That very Sunday, I had a couple in our church that gave away two vehicles. One is a recipient standing right here. This boy's car was spitting foam out of the vents. And we had a couple in our church that had a car almost looked just like the thing he was driving that gave him free and clear and said, I'll even pay for the tag and the insurance to you wearing the feet. I said the frailties is what, thank you, sir, is what God is interested. I had another guy that moved all the way from Montana. Yeah, I said all the way to Montana. That's why people labeling us. Hey, thank you, we've lost our mind. We got people moving all over the country, coming to the church. Hey, listen, it don't matter to me. Hey, if the people around us won't respond, God will send whoever he needs to send. Eight states away. That's the kind of God I serve. Hey, let the naysayers go to the house and let God send in people that are hungry and want to do something for God. You know what God did? God, his motor blowed up. He's in Bible college. I mean, got saved radically this summer. He moved all the way from Montana. He got down here, man. I'm telling you, I'm talking about a cowboy and a half. Rough as a cob, but he wears a cowboy hat. His window was broke out of his truck when he showed up. He rode down I-70 with a rifle laid upside down on the dash in the seat. My boy riding with him, running down there playing My Jesus. I know what you say, man. God stopped by. You got to remember, he's rough as a cob, man. He got stopped by the law. Law said a little suspicious man coming through St. Louis, Missouri, with a high-powered rifle that's loaded laying up here and blaring, the windows busted out, playing My Jesus. Amen. He didn't have the tabs version in, but that's a good one. Y'all women say amen. I think he had the annual version. But he was playing it, and he got out of it. Thank God for that. And we got him all the way home. And one day he's going to pick his boy up. His boy's in Texas. He's meeting her, his ex in Mississippi, to pick her up and bring her home. And his motor blown up. Had to send somebody to get him. Somebody in our church last week, 2 weeks ago, said, I got a truck sitting in my yard. I'll give you one. Man, he's riding a flatbed truck playing My Jesus with a cowboy hat on. And he's in Bible college. You know why? Because God's interested in the frailties of other people. And if you got the means to bear somebody else's burden, quit hoarding up what you got. Be a blessing to somebody else and watch God. Hey, here's what will happen. When you start blessing somebody else, you'll take your mind off your troubles. You'll take your mind off your burdens. And you'll realize that God owns a cattle on a thousand hills. And you can't outgive him. I said, somebody ought to shout in the house of God. He hit a deer the other day. All he had was liability in church. I said, God, what are you doing? I got all these transplants and ain't got no vehicles and all mine's out in the shop too. Somebody called him the other day and said, I got a 2014 car if you'll just come get it over in Newport. So sometime this week we're working on him to go get that car. You know why? Because God is. And you know what, Derek, I thought about that. God kept records about them shoes and you gave somebody something to walk with. God's giving you something to ride in. Say amen. Don't you ever feel, hey, be not deceived. God is not bought. Whatsoever a man soweth, that will he also reap. You live to the flesh, you love the flesh, wait for it. I say glory to God. Too heavy to carry. It's a load that's able to be carried. What kind of burdens are you to carry on your own? Well, you got to bear the burden of your own sin. I can't bear that for you. You got to bear the burden of your own life. I can't bear that for you. You got to bear the burden of your own death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But you know what you got to do? You got to not only shoulder some things in your own life. By the way, if you don't deal with your sin, it gets bigger and bigger. I was reading this while ago. Listen to this. If you don't deal with your own sin, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you won't be able to shoulder it. This is what Psalm 38 says. I'll read this to you quickly. Psalm 38, look at this, verse 4. The psalmist said, my iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. Right now, you can shoulder those burdens and bring them down here. And number 3, and I'm done. Not only did you shoulder your burdens, did you share burdens, but number 3, you got to shed your burdens. Oh, what are you saying? Yeah. Sometimes you got to come and say, God, I'm laying this over on you. It's bigger than I am. I can't fix it. I've drug it far enough. It's wearing me out. I'm not going another mile. Here's what the Bible says. Psalm 55, 22. Watch this. Miss Lydia, come. I told you I wasn't preaching long. I'm hungry. Y'all hear me say amen. Psalm 55, 22. Get a hold of this. I'm going somewhere. He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. I'm going to repeat that. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain. Hold on, Miss Lee, don't do anything. Just get ready. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. You know what I'm interested in? What's that sustain stuff mean? If he said cast it, I'm going to sustain it. I looked it up. Let me give you my simple, as my brother said over here, redneck definition. You ever seen one of them old upright pianos?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Wooden ones. They got strings in them. And they got a little bar that runs across it. You got a little piece of carpet on that bar. And that bar's got rods that run down to the floor that's attached to what they call a foot pedal. Y'all listening to me? Now, this keyboard has got a foot pedal, but this is electronic. It's different. It's not the upright. It don't have the strings in it, and it don't have the bar across it. But if she had an upright one, listen, if you want to work like that, I'm going to illustrate that. And she was to hit a chord without the sustain pedal. Just do that. That's what you hear. But if she smashed the sustain pedal and hit a chord, this is what you'll hear. What does that have to do with the price of rice and chicken?
Come on, help us.
That pedal took the pressure off. To let the strings keep doing their job.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not ready to have a
come on, come on. I see with the angels and shine. this week. Because I felt like I needed to stay under the burden. The devil was telling me you have no business going off over yonder, taking a week off when you have so much to juggle at home and so many things to tend to. But I'm glad the Bible said that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Some of us, we need to realize that God sometimes wants us to just steal away and rest a while. Take a drink. Some of you need to give yourself permission. I didn't get up here to preach. But some of you preachers need to give yourself permission to enjoy the presence of God, to bask in his glory. And I just want to say I thank the Lord that he knew what I needed. Amen. That God decided to put the sustain pedal on me this week, relieve some of the tension, and just let me soak up in the glory of God. Just have a good time. Amen. Brother Sean, I want to tell you how much I love you. And this Brother Sean, he'll tell you this is not about him, but let me tell you something. One of the reasons I didn't want to come is I didn't feel like I had anything to offer. But Brother Sean said, you come anyway. And I just want to thank you for giving me a place to come to get a drink. Amen.